Metal Mix, it's 11:30. You are listening to Drystone Radio on 102 and 103.5 FM. We, of course, are all about Craven and Wharfdale. And as it's 11:30, it's time to share some love with a radio hug. As I hope you know, every day on Drystone, we try and share something positive together if we possibly can. Sometimes it's charity, sometimes community. Often it's a personal story or something that somebody wants to share. Okay, this morning, a bit of culture for you. It's about time. We're going to talk to a lady called Sarah Thomas, who is the chair of Ilkley Arts. Good morning, Sarah.
Morning, Thomas. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much for sparing us the time, Sarah. Thank you. Much appreciated. Sarah, can I ask you, first of all, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what Ilkley Arts is? What does it do?
Well, Ilkley Arts is a registered charity, and not surprisingly, it's based in Ilkley. And it started in 2011, and probably some of your listeners may know it best for running the annual Ilkley Art Trail, where in previous years we would have up to about 60 artists exhibiting in lots of venues around the town, sometimes as many as 25 venues scattered around the town, sometimes as far as Addingham and Burley and Wharfdale, but mainly concentrated on Ilkley. So that, as I say, that started in 2011, has been running pretty much every year since then. The last trail we ran was in 2019. We have then also developed the offer, and we have the Ilkley Art Studio, which is now based in one of the beautiful Victorian cottages next door to the Ilkley Manor House in Castle Yard in Ilkley. And in the studio, we run small-scale exhibitions. We have artists who come and run workshops there, so ceramic workshops, textile workshops, watercolours, painting, drawing workshops at various times. Of course, at the moment, none of that is, of course, happening because of COVID. And partly because of that, we also set up the Discover Ilkley Art online shop. So if your listeners are interested in looking at some of the work of artists linked to Ilkley Arts, then they can go on to find the Discover Ilkley Art shop. And we do have a membership scheme. People who love art or are artists at any level can become a member of Ilkley Arts and connect with other artists around the area. So in a nutshell, that's what we do.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. That's very thorough, and thanks for giving us the information about the shop as well. That's marvellous. Can I ask you, obviously I'm familiar with Ilkley Arts, and particularly the bits you mentioned then, because they tend to be the most high profile bits that people notice. But the reason that prompted the call really was to ask you about the news about the bursaries, and in particular the Young Artist Scholarships. What's that all about? How does that work?
Well, obviously, like most creative organisations, we've been severely impacted by COVID. We haven't been able to do all the normal things we do. We did do a digital arts festival in October last year because we couldn't do anything. Well, we did a little bit in person, but predominantly it was all online. And we just decided as a group of trustees that we needed to do some more work, both to support artists who are being severely affected, obviously, by not being able to get their work out there and shown to the public, but also for young artists as well. Again, I think youngsters have been, you know, very affected by the lockdown and having to be homeschooled and missing out and seeing friends and all those things. So we did two things. One, we launched the Ilkley Arts Bursary, which was giving asking artists to apply for a small grant to support their work in various ways. So we've given six bursaries out this year, and they range from quite a small grant to two artists who are running an exhibition in a few months' time to look at how they're doing their marketing and what is effective and what's not effective, and sharing that learning with our group of Ilkley Arts members so we can see, you know, gain some learning from that, right the way through to a much more sort of longitudinal piece of work where a group of artists are coming together to explore with a whole range of artists about music balance and moving image and building on some initial work and seeing how artists respond to that. So that's a much longer piece of work. So there are a whole variety of bursaries in there, which we're really thrilled to see what comes of those. The likelihood is that some of those will result in exhibitions probably in 2022.
Okay.
The Young Artists, very quickly, is, again, a scheme that we set up working with schools, with the Beckford Academy, so that's schools in Bingley, Keighley, Thornton, as well as Ilkley Grammar School, seeking 10 young artists who want to come and work with Ilkley Arts and Art School Ilkley, over a year at weekends, being mentored by practicing artists, going to exhibitions, developing their own practice. And so we're in the process of selecting those artists now.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I think you make a number of very valid points, but particularly there, it's so easy, isn't it, particularly recently, maybe the last year or so, particularly with what everybody's been going through, that thinking about things like art, culture, music, anything like that, people underrate just how much those things matter, don't they?
I couldn't agree more, Thomas. I mean, I think we've all, you know, just the whole loss of that human connection we've realised the importance of that, but also of just creativity generally and expressing ourselves in various creative ways. So, you know, we were very keen to find ways of supporting younger artists, developing artists, and also our existing artist body, because they've all been struggling in different ways. And if we can support that in some way, that absolutely is aligned with our charitable aims as a registered charity, but it's also a good thing to do. And I'm sure out of that will come some wonderful work that we'll be able to share with your listeners in hopefully next year.
Well, do you know what? It's truly a fantastic and wonderful thing, and I just think it's utterly marvellous. Now, speaking of this year and next year, what does 2021 hold for Ilkley Arts, do we think?
Well, we are slowly opening the Ilkley Arts Studio again. Art School Ilkley, who are one of our key partners, have started their classes again for their young artist members. So we'll gradually start opening the studio. There's some exhibitions being planned. Obviously, Ilkley Arts works very closely with the Manor House. And so some of the artists will have their work available to view in the solar gallery in the Manor House. Art gallery, which when the Manor House reopens in July, and then we will have hopefully some artist activities happening in the courtyard during July, August and September, so keep your eyes peeled for those on the Ilkley Arts website, and we'll just do all that we can over this, because it's still very uncertain about what we're going to be able to do. So we are keeping our plans very fluid, but doing as much as we possibly can to bring art to the public,
okay,
which is obviously one of our key charitable aims.
I tell you what, despite that uncertainty, it just strikes, my goodness me, you're organised, aren't you?
Kind of you to say so. I think we've got a fantastic group of artists and volunteers who make Ilkley Arts function, and I think we're all very keen to continue to find ways of bringing the joy of art to others, and that's what we're driven to do. So
okay,
if we can do that well, then that's fantastic.
It is fantastic. And speaking of involving others, just before I let you go, can I just quickly ask you, just tell us again what the sort of obvious contacts are for Ilkley Arts. Where do we find you online?
The information about events and exhibitions that will be running is on the Ilkley Arts website. So if you just Google Ilkley Arts, you'll bring up our website. The online shop is Discover Ilkley Art without an S on the end, and that will take you into some of the work being done by our local artists. So they're certainly worth a look.
Fantastic. That's exactly what we need to know. Thank you. Thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning, Sarah. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your time. We've been listening to Sarah Thomas, who is the chair of Ilkley Arts. Thank you, Sarah.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Hope to speak to you again soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye now.